Hey there, my amazing listeners. It's your girl Avery Hart, and welcome back to Daily Detachment. How Stoics Stay Unbothered. Today, we're diving into a topic that's absolutely essential for navigating life's inevitable ups and downs, the power of self-compassion. Now, I know what you're thinking, Avery, isn't Stoicism all about being tough and unbreakable? Absolutely, but even the strongest oaks need some TLC every now and then. Self-compassion is not about giving in to negativity or becoming a pushover. It's about recognizing that everyone makes mistakes, faces challenges, and sometimes just feels plain human. It's about treating yourself with the same kindness, understanding, and empathy you would offer a dear friend going through a tough time. So, why is this so important for us Stoic warriors? Well, picture this. You stumble, you trip, you fall flat on your face. We've all been there. Instead of kicking yourself, beating yourself up with negative self-talk, or comparing yourself to others who seem to be soaring above it all, self-compassion allows you to acknowledge the misstep, learn from it, and dust yourself off with a little grace. You know that feeling when you really mess up, and your inner critic starts going on overdrive? Self-compassion is like having a chill best friend whispering, "Hey, it's okay, we all make mistakes. Just try again." Here are 5 key takeaways to help you cultivate this powerful Stoic superpower. 1. Acknowledge your humanity. This one might seem obvious, but sometimes we forget that we're human. We're not perfect beings who should be gliding through life without a single scratch. Embrace your imperfections. They're part of what makes you unique and relatable. Remember those epic fails? They're actually valuable learning experiences in disguise. 2. Practice mindfulness. Pay attention to your thoughts and feelings without judgment. When self-criticism creeps in, gently acknowledge it and redirect your focus to the present moment. What can you see, hear, smell, taste, or touch right now? This simple act of grounding can help break the cycle of negativity. Think of it like taking a mental pause button. Step away from the drama and reconnect with what's real. 3. Talk to yourself like you'd talk to a friend. Ever notice how we're way kinder to our friends when they're struggling than we are to ourselves? Well, treat yourself with that same level of compassion. When you catch yourself thinking harsh things, imagine saying those words to a loved one. Would you say that to them? Probably not. So why say it to yourself? 4. Celebrate your wins. No matter how small, acknowledge your accomplishments and give yourself credit for your efforts. Did you finish that tough project at work? Did you finally get out of bed on time? High five. These little victories add up and contribute to your overall sense of well-being. 5. Practice gratitude. Take a moment each day to appreciate the good things in your life. Your health, your loved ones, a beautiful sunrise. Shifting your focus to what you're grateful for can help cultivate a more positive outlook and make even tough situations feel a little brighter. Let me paint you a picture. Imagine you're at work, and that big presentation you've been agonizing over goes. Well, let's just say it doesn't go as planned. Maybe you stumble over your words, the slides malfunction, or the audience seems less than enthralled. Ever felt that sinking feeling? That's when self-compassion steps in like a superhero. Instead of letting those initial thoughts spiral into, "I'm a complete failure, try this." Acknowledge that it didn't go perfectly. Learn from what happened. Maybe you need to practice more or tweak your presentation style next time. And then remind yourself that you're doing your best. You showed up, you tried, and that takes courage. Remember, folks, setbacks are inevitable, but how we respond to them defines us. Self-compassion is not a sign of weakness, it's a strength. It's about recognizing our humanity, embracing imperfection, and treating ourselves with the kindness and understanding we deserve. So, take this powerful Stoic lesson into your daily life. Practice self-compassion like you would extend it to your dearest friend. Now, I want to hear from you. What are some ways you practice self-compassion? Share your thoughts and experiences in the comments below or on our social media channels. Let's build a supportive community where we can uplift and encourage each other. And remember, keep detaching from what you can't control, focusing on what you can, and always treating yourself with kindness and grace. Until next time, stay unbothered.
This podcast is powered by AI to bring you daily affirmations and positive vibes. If you're enjoying it, please rate and review to support the show.